Let's look at press releases, the famous press release. When does one use a press release, and what's the basic format? Is it done by paper anymore, or is it all done by email?
Okay, let's see. What is a press release? A press release is typically a one-page document, double-spaced, that explains in with the most important information first, the who, the what, the where, the when, the why, and most importantly, why anybody should care. There's usually a headline at the top of the page, your contact name and email and telephone, and who, what, where, when, why, and how. And then at the end of the press release, there's something called a boilerplate paragraph that would say something like, about Action Plan Marketing. Action Plan Marketing is a company run by Robert Middleton, and he's fiercely committed to helping small business owners everywhere market their businesses effectively so they can have immediate prosperity and lasting success, something like that.
And he's the author of the InfoGuru Marketing Manual and the Website Toolkit, et cetera.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
So that's you want to get all that on one page.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of a press release format, and you can go to prweb.com if you want to see what a good press release looks like. PRWeb has thousands and thousands of press releases that are posted on that site that you can read so you can write your own press releases in the same format.
A press release doesn't necessarily have to be like current news?
It should be.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be news.
So I could do a press release about the Action Plan Marketing Club, for instance.
Well, nah.
No.
You could do a press release that, you know, Action Plan Marketing debuts new club to empower budget-challenged business owners with proven success tips.
Right.
That you've debuted something new. That's new.
Sure.
You just don't want it to be blah, 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 boring. It has to be, there's some kind of a news hook. New cure for cancer discovered.
right.
Easy button demystified. try to have some fun with it. Getting back to the format, the reason the format is important is most journalists, bloggers, editors, and writers are used to receiving information in that format. And so it just sets you apart from anyone who just sort of schleps together the information in a very conversational way.
Right. So you go to PRWeb, and then can you do search on kinds of press releases for kinds of businesses and stuff
like that? I believe you can, but it doesn't even matter. The format is the same no matter what kind of business.
So if you read a dozen or so of those, you can start to get a clue about really what works and what doesn't.
Right. But what works and what doesn't, this is the most important thing.
Okay.
What do you want the press release to do?
Yeah.
If you are Microsoft, if you are Amazon.com, if you are some big-name company
that everyone knows about already,
there are reporters all around America whose job it is to follow those companies.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a big company like that and you know everybody's going to be waiting on your next new product introduction, a press release is a very efficient, complete way to share the essential information and give reporters access to what they need to know to write about your news.
Right.
Unfortunately, for mom-and-pa business owner on Main Street, USA, the reporters in America are not sitting on their hands waiting to hear from you.
No.
And so a press release typically does not open the floodgates of lead opportunity just by sending it out over a wire service.
Mm-hmm.
What is good about doing the press release is you get all the essential information in a format that is friendly to the people who are responsible for reporting the news. What makes the press release better is when you actually write an email ahead of the press release, or you know, you embed the press release in your email and say, "Dear Bob, this is perfect for Cairo News at 7, and here's why." And then you offer some kind of personal commentary that helps them know that you're the guy that they can't wait to talk to. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because the thing about press releases,
you'd have a link back to that press release where they can open it up.
You know, it's like somebody says to me, I had the business plan, I've got the website, I've got all this stuff. It's like, you know, that old movie, If You Build It, They Will Come.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, she basically said, well, I've got all this, I'm going to send the press release out over the PRWeb, and then I'm just going to take orders.
Yeah.
And I said, is that really what you think? Because that really isn't what's going to happen. A press release can build awareness. A press release can send your message across the wire so that Yahoo and MSN and CNBC and all these people will have access to it. It will show up on an internet search when people go looking for you. It will reinforce your expertise, your product, may invite some orders. But if you really want a story, you know, you could say, like, I'm going to talk about my cracker company for a moment. He's got a business success story, but he's also got a whole bunch of food stories, like what are the new ways to deal with hors d'oeuvres in the sassy summer months when people aren't going out to eat anymore and they're eating at home.
Mm.
What are the best pairings of ingredients with this particular flavor profile of cracker? There is his own community newspaper in his own neighborhood. Who knew that somebody from their own neighborhood's path to prosperity was paved with Italian rustic crackers? You sort of want to start to think about what are all the different ways that you could frame your story so that different kinds of media outlets would be interested, and then you target. Another one is like, in-flight magazines. When people are on an in-flight, on their way to Latin America, they're reading an Alaska Airlines magazine or an American Airlines magazine where they're wanting to read about food and wine and cigars, and wouldn't it be wonderful if they were reading about your product too?
Right.
You just start to think about, okay, this guy sells delicious gourmet Italian crackers. What are all the different ways that you could frame that story so that different kinds of publications would be interested? And then you share those three amazing ideas in your letter to Bob. Hey, Bob, there's three ideas for Food and Wine magazine that are just perfect for you. Below is the press release with all the nitty-gritty details. I can't wait to talk to you about how this will serve your readers. But when you give them the three nitty-gritty, fun, sassy story ideas that show that you have some insight about what that magazine is all about, you're already that much closer to yes. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So,
and in this case, is you're stimulating them to hopefully write an article for you. They don't take that press release and print it verbatim anywhere. That virtually never happens.
Well, sometimes it does. It really,
yeah.
It happens in your community newspapers. It happens.
Okay.
It does happen. And speaking of community newspapers, please don't ignore them. If you do business along Main Street USA, your community newspaper gets delivered to every household in your zip code.
Right.
And those are your people. And I love this story. There was a lady in the Santa Barbara, and her mainline business was sidelined because of some economic challenges, but she really loved making toiletries, really nice creams and lotions and soaps.
Mm-hmm.
And so she created this line of soap, and she had it for sale at one of the local retailers. The local newspaper wrote about this line of toiletries that were really creamy and delicious. And so the Secret Service calls and says, we're interested in talking to you about your product line because there's a retail store on Pennsylvania Avenue next to the White House, and we think these should be in the store. And she says, are you out of your mind? This is a crank call. She hangs up. They call back. This is the Secret Service. This is not a crank call. We're serious about your toiletries. We want to bring them to Pennsylvania Avenue. There's a 7-year licensing deal that for her 1,600 Pennsylvania line of toiletries that are now for sale in the White House because she had her story told in a community newspaper. So if you discount the value of your community newspaper, think again, because even though your major daily may be getting thinner and thinner every day, the people in your backyard are reading the community newspaper because they want to know who was burglarized.
Yeah.
They want to know what high school team won the latest whatever.
Yeah, we get a paper like that. And if you're a financial planner or a tax preparer or some kind of local kind of business consultant, you could probably find an angle. If you have local clients, it could really make you stand out.
Okay, so can I tell you one more story along these lines?
Cause the stories are great, Nancy.
Okay, so mortgage. Really challenging time to be borrowing money.
Yes.
A couple summers, this has been going on for a while, so there was this article in the Bellevue Reporter. I live in Bellevue, Washington. And it was about this local Bellevue author who wrote a book to help people get a mortgage and avoid all the little handy-dandy extra fees that added up unnecessarily.
Mm-hmm.
She was solving a problem that was deeply felt at a time in the marketplace when this help was desperately needed, and she just happened to be a Bellevue author, and there was a picture of this Bellevue author with her book, and there she was on the front page of the Bellevue Reporter. And the reporter who wrote the story's name was Lena Crow. And I thought, huh, that's very interesting. Because I wrote a book called The Media Savvy to Go Publicity Toolkit, and I was trying to solve a different kind of problem that my own local neighbors were trying to solve, which was how to get seen, heard, and celebrated without breaking the bank on advertising. So I basically wrote to Lena Crow, and I said, I really enjoyed your story about Mary Jane and her book about navigating the mortgage mess. It, you know, this is really timely information. I know it's going to serve a lot of people. The reason I'm calling you today, in addition to sharing this compliment, is to let you know that I'm a local author in Bellevue who's written a similar kind of guide that helps people navigate an entirely different kind of problem, and this is what it's all about. Would it be of service to the readers to showcase how this local author is making a difference in her own unique way? I'll follow up with you in a couple days until I hear from you first. Well, I followed up with her in a few days because they never call you back because they have 800 emails waiting for
them. Yes, this is something to underline, everyone. Don't send it out and cross your fingers. Send it out and follow up.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so I call her up and I said, hey, Lena, I just wanted to follow up on that story pitch about the local author helping problem, you know, people solve publicity problems that are desperately need to be addressed. Would it interest you in having a conversation? So then she says, you know what, your pitch was on the short list of people I wanted to call this week. I would like to meet with you, and I'd like to do a photo shoot in your backyard. Will that work for you, and when can we do it? Because I'm all about in your own backyard and beyond. So I had this beautiful garden that she brought a photographer. We interviewed in the backyard. And the next week, the story was on the front page of the Bellevue Reporter, the same day that our children were having a swim meet at the community swim club. And I show up there in my jeans and my T-shirt, and all the parents are going, there she is, there she is. Well, someone emerged from that readership and engaged me for a four-figure project just because my story was in the newspaper.
Right.
So, not to go on and on about that, but please do not discount your community newspaper.
Yeah.
Most people on Main Street USA, that's where you live. You know, it's like that movie, George Bailey and It's a Wonderful Life.
Sure.
He says most people, they just want to be doing business with their neighbors and living a life and, you know, sending their kids to college. That's all happening along Main Street USA. It's not necessarily happening in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, that's so smart. And the thing that I like that you keep coming back to, Nancy, is you're creative and proactive and you follow up. You come up with an idea, you write up something, you send it out, and then you follow up. And a certain percentage of those are going to go, that sounds pretty good. And after a while, you start to get pretty good at this.
Yes, it's like anything. You know, when you're any muscle that you exercise regularly is going to be in really great shape. And anything that you just sort of schlep out once a year just because you have to is going to be really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So decide to get in shape with the skills and abilities that are going to allow you to build the buzz with efficiency and impact. Decide to get in shape. You don't get in shape immediately. You don't run a half marathon tomorrow. But could you write a press release tomorrow? You bet.
Yes.
Could you do a pitch tomorrow? Yes. Could you put your business on Google Maps today? You bet.
Right. Now, we have one more in this list. Responding to active media queries from services such as Help a Reporter and PRleads.com. Now, Help a Reporter is free. Is that HelpAReporter.com?
Yes.
And PRleads.com has a fee. And also GiftListMedia.com?
Yes.
So tell us briefly about those, if you would.
Okay. Everybody wants more success with greater ease. Do I get that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. How cool would it be if you sat down at your desk tomorrow and had leads coming to your inbox that said, I'm looking for a marketer who I can interview for my blog or radio show who can comment about the kinds of things that you teach your students to do every day. And I need to hear from you by Friday, June 12th, and I need your headshot, blah, blah, blah. If you woke up tomorrow and you got leads like that coming to your inbox and you responded to them in an effective way, all of a sudden you're going to start being seen, heard, and celebrated all over America just because you responded to something that came in your inbox.
Mm-hmm.
That is what HelpAReporter.com is all about. It is free. You sign up. You get the feed, and your job is to learn to quickly scan these leads, which are organized by lifestyle, business, finance, health.
So they say we're looking to interview people with knowledge in this area?
Yeah. Like earlier in the call, I said, you know, someone from Forbes.com was looking for a wife who was out-earning her husband, who was a financial planner, who could comment about A, B, and C. I just happened to know somebody who fit that criteria exactly, so I sent her the lead. She responded, and she's being interviewed within, you know, minutes.
Right.
So it doesn't cost you anything to join helpareporter.com. You start scanning them, or you, if you have an assistant, have your assistant do it, and you find the leads that are right for you. You note the deadline, and you respond on or before the deadline in a tight, compelling, and provocative way. Just in some of the ways I described, don't waste the subject line, say something sassy and provocative, be brief, compelling, concise, give them a link to your website, your bio, etc., and be of service. And pretty soon, you start getting interviewed, and all of a sudden, you're everywhere. Gift List Media is a service that you purchase for a fee, and it is a particularly useful service for companies that have products that they want featured in holiday gift guides, like in Success Magazine, O Magazine, Better Homes and Gardens Magazine, Food and Wine. The beauty of buying the list, which I think is about $549, it's really time-consuming to go looking for the editors who are responsible for making new product decisions at all of these magazines. So if you could buy the list from a service that is whose job it is to compile it, and then you work the list, you're already calling the right people. You know where to reach them. There's actually descriptions. Like I'm looking at one this morning from Gift List Media. You know, I'm working to find placements for my Italian crackers. American Airlines Nexos magazine reaches 13 million people annually in 33 countries. And they are looking for, they target upscale, worldly American Airlines passengers traveling to and from Latin America. They do product roundups in each issue, and they want them to, they love to cover wine and food and things with a cultural relevance. Ding, 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 hallelujah. This is perfect for my client with his new line of Fieri snack crackers that have an Italian flair and all kinds of sassy flavors. So you can bet I responded to this one.
Yeah.
Basically, they tell me, they set it out for you. This is her name, this is her email address, this is the way she likes to receive information, and this is exactly what she's looking for. If you have what she needs, respond to her by her July 15th deadline, and you're in good shape.
Okay, now, given that the majority of people on this call are not product-related or more service-related,
okay.
Although that sounds like a fabulous one for that kind of thing, what is PRleads.com? Does that work more for services? And is that
This is you know, if Peter Shankman's listening to this call, he'll love this. Help a Reporter Out is a free service, and it is a very popular service, and there are over 70,000 people who are subscribing, and more are joining every day. PR Leads is a subscription service it costs about $99 a month. If you're really on a tight budget, Help a Reporter Out is a no-brainer. I'm of the philosophy that all leads are good leads, and I want them all because I want to serve my clients in the ideal way, so I subscribe also. Because PR Leads comes from PR Profnet, which is a division of PR Newswire. In my experience, I'm sorry this is a little dicey to explain, PR Leads tends to be more from the traditional, the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Associated Press. Some of the really big hits that I've ever gotten for clients came to me because of a PR Leads inquiry. Some of the tried and true, sassier, blog-oriented placements have happened from Help a Reporter Out. I like to work both sets of leads because all leads are value. All leads lead me to better success for my clients.
Right. So you might want to start with helpareporter.com first.
And
before you do PR Leads, for most people that probably is not, you know, if you're a self-employed professional, probably not a great fit.
Well, see, and I would have a really hard, this is why I'm stumbling on this one, because the fact of the matter is this is a challenging economy for most people, and anything that's free and high value is going to be higher on people's love list than things that cost something.
Yep.
But as I look back on the last year in particular, my biggest media hits came from PR Leads, and my consistent and regular media hits came from Help a Reporter. Mm-hmm. And I want both.
Yeah.
I am a professional service provider. Many of my clients are professional service providers. Having Seattle Chocolate Company be picked up by the Associated Press because of a PR leads inquiry in January was probably the best thing that's happened so far this year for this chocolate company that loves to be in the media just in time for Valentine's Day.
Right.
So if
you're working with a publicist, you want to make sure they're subscribing to and using both of these services.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
If
you don't.
If you're not somebody who's comfortable identifying trends, or knowing what a trend is, or having a sense of what people are writing about right now, when you read these leads, you very quickly find out what people are interested in. You know, right now, staycations are hot because nobody can buy a plane ticket. Environmentally friendly things are hot. Anything to do with managing money is hot. When you read these leads, you say, oh, that's what makes it a trend. That's what makes my expertise fit in. I totally get it now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing. And then the other thing about Help a Reporter and PR leads that a lot of people don't know is that if you are writing a book, if you are looking for experts to interview, if you are looking for commentary for your own blog or newspaper article or whatever thing you do, you can post something called a reverse query to either of these services, and the right experts will respond to you. And hopefully they will be listening in on this call, and they'll be responding in a compelling, concise, and credible way so that whatever project you're working on will be made better from their commentary. Isn't that something?
That's powerful.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's great.
I did one of these reverse queries one time because, you know, so I'm a publicist and people hire me to do whatever it is that I do. And sometimes they start the conversation in a really funny way. They'll say, I don't have any time and I don't have any money, but you absolutely must spend time with me to help me evaluate my problem. And you know, two or three people will call and say something like that. Or God told me to pull over the car in the middle of this traffic to call you, and here I am. And I thought, these are so funny. I wonder if other people have had similar things happen to them. So I posted a reverse query to Harrow, and I said, I'd really like to hear from public relations professionals across the country with the funny one-liners that potential clients have shared that have had them running in the opposite direction. And I got inundated with funny stories from people saying the funny things that clients say when they think they want to hire a publicist. And I wrote a newspaper column about it, and it traveled around the world. It made people laugh. It was very, very funny. And so you can...
I've got one like that.
Did you?
Yes. My grandmother has this incredible strawberry jam, and if you put in all the money, all the time, all the effort, we'll be rich.
Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
I don't have a dime, but, you know, if you can trust me, this is the best strawberry jam recipe in the world.
Well, and you know, it's kind of funny. But reverse queries is something that a lot of people have never tried. But if you do it one time, you'll be hooked.
Well, I see you could do some instant research that way.
Oh, absolutely.
And needs and various things. Okay. Okay, Nancy, we've covered so many great ideas in this interview that I'm sure people's heads are exploding with information. This is the kind of interview where they really want to go over the transcript step by step and think of the things that they want to start applying to themselves. So we need to wrap up with this soon. I want to cover one other topic that you suggested, and that's what we call, or what you call, shiny, bright object fixation. What is that about?
Well, I call, in today's world, Twitter, social media, LinkedIn, YouTube, you name it, every other day there's some new technical application or some new social media platform that everybody's rushing to find out that that's the next greatest thing to delivering their message and finding more clients with greater ease. And I just want to invite everyone to recognize that social media is really, really important and it definitely has a place. But these other things that we've talked about are tried and true things that continue to deliver meaningful, prominent, and compelling media results for clients near and far. So when you're thinking about adding new ingredients to your marketing mix, don't stray too far away from things that deliver the goods immediately, because that's where the revenue is going to happen. And go ahead and sample some of these other social media and weave them into your daily life, but do so in a manner that doesn't take your focus off the things that are going to really deliver the goods. Because, you know, even Twitter has not figured out how to monetize their model with their bazillions of people who are being followed and following. You need to monetize your model. So don't spend too much time trying to figure that out when you can get an article placed in your local media and bring more of the people to the door today. That's my headline about
right.
that.
You know, and what you can do is you can take the section of the Fast Track program on marketing plans and marketing strategies and plug in a marketing strategy to any of the media strategies that Nancy talked about, creating a press relief, doing the pitch letters, doing the articles. Create a step-by-step marketing action plan for those, and then you're off and running.
Absolutely.
So, Nancy, you know, thanks for this. It's just been great. So many ideas that I want to try. I don't know if I can do all of this, but I definitely want to try some of these things. And as you know, I've had some degree of media phobia for whatever reason, but you're making it sound easy and fun, and that's what I really like.
Well,
so
let me say this about that, because this is a really important point.
Okay.
Jack Canfield wrote The Success Principles. Love that book. And he said, if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, he said, you know, take five, even the biggest tree in the forest will come down if you take five swipes of an axe at it every day of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are overwhelmed and you heard a lot of things and you can't focus, listen to this call again and say, what five things did Nancy recommend that I really can do that are right for my skill set, that resonate with where I want to play in the marketplace? And can you do five things consistently? Five things consistently, that's all I'm asking. Because you'll find that if you are consistent and persistent, tenacious and passionate in your approach, you will have success and you will wonder why you did not start sooner.
Yep, that's the key. You know, for me, it's just been writing the e-zine every single week for 12 years. You know, persistence has generated hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in business.
Well, I love that. And, you know, I heard this other lady say, this is a really good question for action plan marketing students to consider. She says, what are the most powerful lead generation techniques in practice and how consistently are you applying them?
Right.
Most people fall down on the consistency piece, and that's why they are struggling. For 12 years, you've been doing an e-zine, and you're doing great. So choose the activity where you're going to be consistent, and you're going to be passionate and tenacious. You will have results. Anything you do one time never works.
Absolutely. So, Nancy, tell us how people can be in touch with you. Give us your website address, and tell us a few things that people can get on the website and check out on the website.
Okay. I would be so honored if everyone on the call would visit MainStreetMediaSavvy.com, which is my do-it-yourself publicity blog, and make a habit of reading it every day, because every week there's 5 to 7 new posts to empower your do-it-yourself publicity success.
Wow.
You can also go to the blog and sign up for my Media Savvy to Go e-zine, and immediately by digital download you will receive my blogging report that tells you how to get over your fear of blogging so you can build the buzz and grow your business now. We didn't have a lot of time to talk about blogging today, but I can't say enough about the power it has delivered for my business growth, and it can do the same for you if you just get over the fear. And then the other thing I'd like you to do is get familiar with some of the other audio files that are immediately available on the website. You can just visit the category called New Audio File to Support Your Do-It-Yourself Publicity Success, and listen for hours. Additional commentary, interviews, and podcasts just like this one that can tell you different things about PR. So while you're multitasking in your office, you could be listening to me, gaining some useful perspectives, and hopefully building your business through the power of publicity. That's what I'd like you to do. So MainStreetMediaSavvy.com. Check it out. Become a regular visitor. Tell your friends. I'm on a mission to empower business owners everywhere around the world how to do this for themselves, and I would be thrilled to have you in my community.
Nancy, thanks so much. I think you're one of my great discoveries this year.
Oh, thank you so much.
And we've had some fantastic interviews, and this was absolutely definitely one of them. Just fantastic. And the fact that you have such a wealth of experience on the web, there's things that you can order as well. You can spend a little money with Nancy as well, but there's a lot of free stuff that you can start with. So, again, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Remember, good publicity lasts forever. When will you start?
Right. That's a great parting words. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.